Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship radio station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as it does every night, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our great truckers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Yes, we're still on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, though, and Gab as the Captain's America. We're on Parler, which seems to be down for some reason. It looks like they're coming back with some more improvements, as the Captain's America. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also check out our website and at any time send us a message over there off the message platform that's right there, and we'll get it. But it's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, if you can't get into the chat room on Facebook. And joining us right now to start things out from California IA, it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. All right. There they are.
There they are.
There they go. That was quick. They had to get out real quick because it's you know, Kyle, it's like 85 degrees down here right now.
Wow.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it. And I mean, I couldn't believe it. I walked outside and was like, phew, man, it's warm out here. All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we want you to know that. Now, there's a lot of things going on tonight here, Kyle. Many of them are just as important as any other one that's in there. But I want to address something. You sent it to me to point out to me what Jen Psaki said. This was an article that showed up on Rumble. And, you know, she's done it again with the pressure that they're trying to put, according to her, on big tech to get rid of the untrustworthy content. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff on the internet that you really have got to scrutinize closely and do a little research of your own. Don't just automatically believe that what you're being told in front of you from the XYZ or the PQK or the America This and America That website is telling you the total and complete truth, because too many of these websites are taking legitimate news stories and writing them into op-ed pieces, which then makes them an opinion piece, not a news story.
Well, that's exactly right. And so everybody has to use discernment. You have to be able to ask some pretty good critical questions when you're finding out about content or whatever. But the comment that Jen Psaki made at the White House regarding what she called the president, meaning Biden's, position on this idea of the Trump banning and you know that's still underway for at least another 6 months.
Yep.
But the idea is that the idea of untrustworthy content, in order to protect our democracy, basically, this is a new line that that the federal government can use. In conjunction with really what amounts to a backdoor censoring or silencing of political opposition or speech that they just don't find is good for their own cause, and that should be a very scary thing to every American.
Well, yes, because again, it's okay to go and do a bunch of research, but you need to do the research and then just don't automatically take a story and throw it out there for other people to see and say, look, here it is, proof positive of this, proof positive of that. Uh-uh. No.
Well, of course not. You're right.
Yeah, because a lot of people are doing that with some of this stuff that's coming off some of these websites, and, they haven't bothered to look to see that it is actually opinionated and written by somebody. It's not a story that came from any type of single source or even double source, as the case may be.
Well, precisely. And that's one of the reasons, like especially on this program, we have to be able to really confirm. We have to be able to really feel confident about what is being said. Or we have to say, look, this is somebody said this. We can't confirm it, but this, we're finding out more. That
okay.
kind of thing. Yeah.
And let me go real quickly to the phone lines because we don't have a lot of time left in the segment. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Bob in Clearwater. How are you, Captain?
Pretty good. Go ahead.
All right. I'm calling about the Rolling Thunder motorcycle rally in D.C. being canceled by Zhou Zaidan and his communist Chinese political advisors. Just wondered if you'd brought that up yet for our listeners.
I brought it up when I first heard about it on Monday, and here's what I told everybody to do, including my buddy George, the godfather over there with Bikers for 45. Get on your motorcycles, ride up there, and spend the day riding around in a circle all around the Capitol, the White House. You might include some other great places in there. Just drive around and around and around and around and around, and then go hold your rally outside D.C. somewhere. If they don't want you in D.C., go find a shopping center someplace.
That's right. I mean, how are they going to stop a couple of 100,000?
They're not.
Dishonored. Angry motorcyclists from
veterans,
riding around.
Veterans.
DC, to
veterans. Veterans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're not veterans.
They're not going to. Nope. So that's what I've suggested, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Captain. I'm enjoying your show. Thanks for being there.
Thanks very much, Bob. Okay. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back. And you motorcyclists out there, Rolling Thunder enthusiasts, and all the different groups that were planning on going to D.C. Memorial Day, hey, go. Only this time, instead of stopping or doing whatever it is that you were going to do, staging at the DOD, I guess, over at the Pentagon, just ride around D.C. all day long. Don't stop. Just keep riding around and around and around. All right. I'll be right back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Don't go anywhere.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
And away we go. All right, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And all I can say is God bless Relief Factor. I've been taking an extra dose of that since last Friday because my leg flared up again, and my ankle and foot and all that sort of stuff. And it got to the point to where I had to go to the doctor, and they gave me a shot Monday and another shot Wednesday to bring the swelling down to help along with what I'm taking. But if it hadn't been for Relief Factor, I would have been in a hospital room, and I'm not exaggerating because of what was going on. Now, the other thing is, what's in it is what matters. It's all natural, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with exercise and everyday living and whatever type of injuries you have. And if you've got arthritis or rheumatism or bursitis, or maybe you got an old shoulder injury that you hurt in football or an elbow or something like that, this will absolutely take care of that for you. I know because it's done it for me, and it's done it for many, 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 many of my friends. Now, besides being 100% drug-free, it's 100% botanical with fish oil in it. It's made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which helps to support the body's natural healing process to make you feel and get better. Now, you can try it, the three-week quick start, for $19.95. That's all it costs for the three-week quick start, $19.95. It gets it all going for you. You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and there's a tutorial there, a little video you can look at, and then it'll take you right to the ordering page, and away you go, and you'll see all the different things that they're involved in, plus who they support when it comes to supporting disabled veterans and first responders and this, that, and the other, and all that, which is another reason why I'm over there, not just because the product works. But it's relieffactor.com/captain, and it's only $19.95. Well, the three-week quick start. Give it a shot. And if you can't remember what I just told you, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there's a direct link on the home page for that. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, President Joe Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure plan has the support from a majority of voters, both Democrat and Republican. Hard to figure, but it does, right?
Right, right.
But it goes on to do something different. There's an even larger majority that want the Biden group and the Democrats to compromise with congressional Republicans on the infrastructure spending and bring it more in line and not throw some of these oddball things that are in there, like the $4 billion going to countries that have been engaged in drug activity and human smuggling and this, that, and the other down in Central and South America. It's okay to give them money, but we don't know if it's going to be used for what we're sending it there for.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, I think the Trump era really did help to bring to a head the notion that, government, does spend money, it does have different programs and so forth,
sure,
but they're supposed to make sense. And the American people, especially with this infrastructure plan, they want it to make sense. That's why they want it to be bipartisan, and they want it to focus on actual infrastructure things. In other words, they may be okay with spending the money, per se, but they want to make sure that it actually does something that's going to benefit everyday Americans in their everyday lives.
Sure. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit more detail here. The latest Rasmussen reports, National Telephone and Online Survey, finds that 53% of likely U.S. voters do favor Biden's plan. That includes money for highways and bridges, trains, electric vehicles, and other green energy projects. However, 35% oppose the plan, while 12% are not sure. But the majority of the people, and this is the key thing in this poll, want the Democrats, Joe Biden, and the Republicans to get together on the spending. And some of what they're trying to give out in terms of money is not even a discussion point to the average voter.
Well, exactly right. But again, that the key issue is the coming together and creating a plan and getting somewhere. People have had it with the just the constant polarization and demonization that is gone on. And Joe Biden has squandered a massive opportunity to be able to be the president of unity, that kind of thing that he sort of campaigned on, or at least we were told he was campaigning on. And, of course, it's been exactly the opposite. And I think this is why we're seeing maybe these numbers in this poll on this particular issue.
Now, did you watch Newsmax last night when Matt Gaetz was on there?
I did not have the opportunity. Sorry, no.
All right. Well, Matt Gaetz told Newsmax the allegations of misconduct with an underage girl did not happen. He also said that they always come for the fighters. They go for those that are fighting hard for the American First agenda. And he says, I've got a lot of fight left into me. Well, that's fine. I appreciate that. But unfortunately, the rumor mill, and it's just strictly the rumor mill, is out there about a lot of ongoings that were going on in the Pensacola area for a number of years. This goes back a while. And girls were associated with a lot of politicians for quite a while in that area. So nothing would surprise me right here if part of this is correct, because Gaetz always had himself surrounded with some fairly good-looking younger gals. And I always wondered about that because, everybody's got the groupies that follow after him, so to speak.
Right.
But and he had a lot of younger women, good-looking women, working for him on his campaign staff and whatnot, including one whose name I won't mention that was running for that ran for Congress and got defeated and is back running again. That was all part of this in some way or another. So I just don't know what to think anymore, but I'm going to keep my eyes on this. I've had a lot of people that are up in that area telling me things But again, it's them telling me, and I don't know how true it is.
Well, right. In this kind of situation, we have to see how it plays out. So far, it hasn't played out well yet. But again, when allegations like these things are made, you still have to be able to present evidence, and you have to be able to come to some kind of reasonable conclusion based on what you can know and find out. But as I said, you're right. We're going to have to see how it plays out.
Well, this is serious, and it's not going to go away. And no matter what they try to do, they're not going to be able to sweep this under the rug. There's too much stuff going on in the background that hasn't been brought to light yet. All right, Facebook, Kyle, continues to block former President Donald Trump for at least the next 6 months. We did mention that in passing. But Donald Trump has got his website, DonaldJTrump.com. You can communicate with him over there if you want to. He's also got the Save America PAC. You can communicate with him over there if you want to. And then he's got the Office of 45.com, I think is the correct website there. And he's communicating with people that way. So he has no shortages of ways to communicate. He's just not on Facebook is what it boils down to.
Right. Yeah, Facebook and I think Instagram as well as Twitter, I believe, right? But you're right. See, being Donald Trump carries with it a certain ability to transcend the traditional social media structure. And so because he's Donald Trump, he can find ways to communicate with people, and you're going to have several millions of people that are going to actually find out what he's saying.
You have Mike Lindell, who started frankspeech.com. You have Donald Trump, who has his own website. And between the two of them, they have about 45 million subscribers to those two websites.
Well, right, exactly. And then for the millions more who are watching this evolve as to how these big social media platforms operate, it does become very concerning where if you have, say, other political figures, political actors, but they are also in some way putting out content that many would deem objectionable or deem very scary in terms of what they might be suggesting, these kinds of things, but yet they still seem to be on these platforms by and large. And so one of the things that this board of judges, basically, for lack of a better term, that looked at the Trump situation with Facebook is they're saying, look, you can't just come up with rules on the fly because you don't like somebody, and to kick them off your platform kind of a thing. You have to be consistent. And that really was a big slap against Facebook as a result. But they will be looking at this again in 6 months, we understand. So we'll see then as well.
Well, many people have left Facebook, and that's fine. I get that. I have chosen to stay there, but I've also gone to these other platforms. So I can be found there, and I can be found on Facebook as well, and I'm going to stay there just to see and what's going on. And somebody's got to fight the fight. Somebody's got to fight the fight over there. And I've had a couple of instances where they've warned me, but so far I'm still there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one shot by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one dose. He also announced a plan to reach out to those who are more hesitant to get a vaccine that includes sending shots to pediatricians and family doctors.
We're also going to slip vaccines directly to pediatricians, ship them to pediatricians during the following weeks, so parents and their children can talk to their family doctor about it and get the shot from a provider they trust the most. Easy, fast, and free.
And India has suspended its most popular sports tournament as COVID cases continue to surge around the country. The Premier League cricket tournament was suspended Tuesday after several players tested positive for the virus. India recorded more than 350,000 new infections on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
There he is, that masked man who you'll be hearing later today, hour number four of this program. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards, Ron Edwards Experience, was on his show on Wednesday, and Tuesday. We had a really good time, talked about a lot of different things, and we'll be talking about stuff again in hour number four. Right now, I need to tell you that my conversation with Kyle Warren is being brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance is a company that I have representing me. It's my insurance company. And the reason that I'm talking about them right now is because I believe in them, and I believe that they'll do the same thing for you they've done for me. And that is, number one, save you money. And number two, when you need an insurance agent, something goes wrong where you have a claim or whatnot, they'll be there because they've been there three times in the 17 and a half years or thereabouts that I've been with them to cover claims that I had put in and never had a problem. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you drive or own, and that includes going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, typing in your zip code and getting a quote over there if that's what you want to do, and just compare some shop and see what they can do for you. Now, they'll offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, maybe you got an ATV or a boat. They'll cover all that too. And they will even help you and can provide you with competitive homeowners and renters insurance too, or condos insurance for that condo that you got. All you got to do is go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to either find out the name of your local agent and have it done that way, or to get a quote right there on the website. Either way, check them out. After all, it's only money only money, and you can save a bundle like I have over the years. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. You know, Kyle, I just talked about Matt Gaetz, right?
Yes.
But I can't go past this story about Matt Gaetz coming from Fredo. We all know who that is, right?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Fredo talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo and saying that if Matt Gaetz would be a dead man if he were a Democrat.
Yes, and he's
what
saying...
What the hell does that mean?
Well, what he's saying is, and I have this quote right here, he says, this is a party that will hang with Matt Gaetz, meaning the Republicans.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'm all for due process, but he'd be a dead man on the left because it's all about optics, he said. But they will stick with, but here they stick with them. They stick with the QAnon kook, and they kill Liz Cheney, unquote. His words, not mine. First of all, I don't think anybody's trying to kill Liz Cheney, by
the
way.
No.
But again, it's this kind of explosive language that that he is using. But Captain, to what he's talking about, that somehow if Matt Gaetz was a Democrat, he'd already be out, hung out to dry. I wish maybe there was some echo on this at this point, because I want to say the name Eric Swalwell.
Thank you.
Exactly. This guy was involved, shall we say, with the Chinese spy.
For years.
And he's okay. He's good to go for the, the Intelligence Committee?
Yeah, for years. Yeah. And by the way, while he was married,
I mean, it just, I got to tell you, I mean, this is really rich that Chris Cuomo would say such a thing.
Yeah. Now, you remember the St. Louis prosecutor, Kim Gardner, who went after the Gretons and the fact that they came out there with the weapons, even though they weren't loaded, to defend their property when they had the BLM people and Antifa come into their residency there, their neighborhood.
Right.
Well, St. Louis prosecutor Kim Gardner is now going to face state disciplinary hearing, which could lead to further charges against her and could also result in having her law license revoked because of what she did to Eric Greitens by going after them intentionally for all the wrong reasons.
Well, exactly right. And this was what appeared to be, anyway, a case totally of, I'm just going to make an example of you, where I'm not going to look at the real facts.
Right.
We're going to create a narrative that shows that suddenly here you had these berserker people come out of their house with guns and point them at innocent people or something like that who had not somehow broken the gate into the community, were not threatening, making threatening comments or this kind of thing. It was a very, very bad situation all around.
Yeah.
But they were made out to have been the real aggressors here.
Yeah, and let's bring out another interesting point in all of this that I don't hear many people talking about. The protesters had weapons too.
Well, exactly. But again, it fit into the narrative of at that time of what was becoming the hot topic, basically. And that's not being a public servant who's simply following the facts, that kind of thing. It was somebody who was on a mission.
Right. Now, Republicans also, in lieu of this Facebook stuff and the Trump ban being upheld, have threatened to break up Facebook. I don't know exactly how they're going to do that because they would have to have help from across the aisle to do that from the Democrats. They can't do it on their own. They don't have enough numbers to do so. And they've warned that all conservatives are at risk. Well, I would agree with that. If you're on Facebook, you're taking a chance of putting some of your conservative thoughts out there that they don't necessarily agree with, and then they give you a warning, and then after that warning, you're gone for a while, and you could be gone for a long time. It just all depends.
Well, right. And again, I think to go after the big tech platforms, you would have to be able to, and I think they're getting very close to being able to, really present them as essentially a public carrier, you know, like the telephone company, that kind of thing, that would need to be regulated or couldn't discriminate in that sense. And so you're right. When they hear content that they don't like because it goes against the people that they are politically aligned with, you can try to hide behind the we're a private company for just so long if your product or service is so ubiquitous that it is like a public utility, basically. So that's where they would have to build that.
Now, Senator Chuck Grassley has come out and accused the Department of Homeland Security of withholding important information from the Judiciary Committee. What exactly is he talking about?
Well, I think this has to do with immigration issues, basically. Yes.
Okay, and what is he holding back? What is the DHS holding back?
Well, that's what we're finding out about. And but again, they have to be able to get the information that they need to be able to do their job. And again, if you have agencies that are acting more in a political way or holding back things because of it might be look bad for the incumbent administration, well, then that raises a lot of red flags.
Now, I wondered if you had bought your ticket yet from Blue Origin to fly on the Jeff Bezos orbital passenger craft yet.
Well, you know, I could be in the works one day, but not just yet.
All right. Well, after the successful launch and retrieval, again, SpaceX, of putting some satellites up in the air and then bringing the rocket back down, the booster back down, the original rocket, and landing it on a barge with precision, he came out and a comment was made that Blue Origin billionaire Jeff Bezos, rocket company, is poised to start selling tickets to ride on their space travel of the future.
Well, you know, I think it sounds like a pretty cool thing. I mean, 50 years ago, Captain, people were wondering, are we ever going to, you know, live like the Jetsons or something, you know? And certainly you would think 50 years from 1971 or something, oh, yeah, we'll have flying cars and we'll be living in space stations and stuff like that. We'll have a moon base, all that, but none of that's really materialized. But maybe now we're starting to see a genesis of the kind of thing that would help to inspire us more than it would to divide us.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah, well, because you know, that especially I remember when the moonshot, you know, happened and everything, and people just had this really cool notion that we can do anything. This actually helps to unite us. And when the astronauts were on the moon and can you imagine, Captain, even back then they read from the book of Genesis while they were looking back at the blue marble of the earth.
Well, I remember.
And so forth. Yeah, this was this kind of thing. It goes against, unfortunately, the autocrats. So we hear that word all the time. Oh, Trump's an autocrat. Well, no, that's not really true. It's those people who are calling him that want to be the autocrats. I think they could care less about, you know, pushing humanity forward and exploring the cosmos. I think they want to just rule over you.
Yeah, and there's obviously some truth to all of that. And folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren from the Kyle Warren Show, and you can go over to his website, kylewarrenshow.com, to find out more about him. Now, you know, Jared Kushner, who's doing some really good things, is back at it again. We'll probably have to talk about this on the other side, but I'll just tee it up. He's launched a group to try to bring some better public relations together with the Arab states and Israel. I'm telling you, this young man, he really impresses me with some of the stuff he's doing. So hold that thought, Kyle. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
America. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. We want to thank Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, very much for doing that for us. Many, many years with Fox News, and I had the opportunity to be able to meet her face-to-face and live in a living color the first time on September 11, 2001 at the World Trade Center, and that was the first time I met her. But we've been friends ever since, and she and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and that's just down up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, where we once again give a big hooah out there to everybody listening to us in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you, as always, by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Become a member of the Drivers Club. Get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store, and use those later on down the line for whatever you can to save you some money on some different things, and also to buy things through the catalog if you want to, the trucker's catalog. But the Truckers Club is what you want to do, the Drivers Club, as well as RV. They got an RV club there, too. Take advantage and see what you can do. All righty, we're going to get started with a little oldie but goldie music here from the Rolling Stones.
We'll be right back.
from back in the day. Kyle, what year was that?
Well, those Stones, they recorded that back in 1969, I think, Captain.
Yeah, they did. And I'll tell you what, I can remember dancing to that and playing that song when I had my group and whatnot. Because that's what we did when I was recouping and getting better and all that sort of stuff. We had a little band, and we'd get together and just play our instruments and whatnot, and it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun doing that. And again, you can't talk rock and roll and not talk the Rolling Stones.
Well, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And by the way, that was a younger Mick Jagger.
That was a younger Mick Jagger, and of course Keith Richards, and all of the
Charlie on the drums. Would you hear that banging on the drums there with that big bass drum in there? Boy, oh boy.
Oh yeah, yeah. So just the Stones set so many of the directions in modern rock and roll. It's not even funny.
All right, well, I'm going to read the weather statement and then turn you loose. Marginally, get this, marginally severe thunderstorms will bring the thwart of wind gusts and hail from parts of the central Gulf Coast northeastward into the middle Atlantic states again today and a part of the central high plains today. Now, I don't know when a tornado is going to be called a marginally severe thunderstorm because there were a few more of them that touched down again around the southeast yesterday. Now, this weekend into early next week, heavy rain and strong to severe thunderstorms are going to be possible across the central U.S. because we've got cold weather meeting warm weather. And right now in my area of Florida down here, I'm sitting here and it's 80 degrees in my backyard here, Kyle. Go ahead and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, that is pretty warm. Well, Captain, we got a pretty quiet map over in the west tonight. We do have a fire weather warning, though. This is going to be in western Colorado. This is in the Grand Junction area, going north all the way to the state line and south as well, down to about Telluride or so. So if you're coming across I-70, you've got this fire weather warning. That means you're going to have some winds that are going to be associated with this. Very, very low humidity, 8 to 13% in areas, and that of course means that if a fire were to start, it would have unfortunately pretty good conditions to be able to spread. That's one of the main things that we're seeing out on the map tonight, Captain. And if it's about, you said it's about 80 where you are right now, what'd you say?
Yep.
80. Well, in Palm Springs, that's the only rival that I'm finding right now that's about 81 degrees. Checking it right now in Southern California, Palm Springs.
Until it gets cold, because in the desert at night, it drops real quick.
It does. It really does.
Yep. I've been out there before, and all of a sudden it's like, boy, what happened? All right. Well, let's go up to North and South Dakota and Minnesota. Those three states right now are experiencing some winds and some red flag warnings as well. Watches are out in the northern and eastern part of North Dakota and most of the upper half of Minnesota. But the temperatures have dropped, and we do have a frost warning across the southeastern corner of South Dakota, along I-90 certainly, and then through the southern part of Minnesota over into the central part of Wisconsin tonight, a frost warning. Temperatures are going to drop down again. I guess that'll be good for the pumpkins, if nothing else, but we haven't even planted pumpkins yet if you're doing whatever you're doing up there, so you got to be careful if you got some of those plants that might be bothered. I guess they might have to be covering them up because a lot of people, when the weather got warm, Kyle, they started to think it was time to plant things again.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and then down in Nebraska, the central part of Nebraska, actually just below Lincoln, you've got a frost warning in that area there. Let's drop down to Texas because south of San Antonio, headed towards Laredo, there is a dense fog advisory tonight, as well as around Houston, and that's because of the warmth of the Gulf. The Gulf, by the way, if we get a storm system that kicks up in the Gulf, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a barn burner wherever it goes.
Yes.
Because this is going to be an interesting hurricane season with the temperatures, again, as high as they are this earlier in the year. And the water temperatures already in most parts of the Gulf up around 80 degrees or a little higher. Now, Michigan, northern Michigan, you've got a frost warning up there as well tonight. Temperatures are a bit cool up there. And then coming across over into the northeast, into New England, I don't really see anything at all to bother up there. There is a little bit of fog along Long Island tonight. I can see that. And we've also got
some fog along the east coast. Looks like down towards South Jersey and over across Cape May down into Maryland. Some patchy fog down there. Even going down along towards Roanoke and, or not Roanoke, sorry, down towards Virginia Beach. So be advised of that. And that's about all I see going on here tonight in my neck of the woods and your neck of the woods. It's kind of a quiet night, Kyle.
Yes, well, that's good. That means that as the truckers truck across the highways and byways of the land, it's smooth sailing, and they can find a pilot in Flying J near them to pull into at some point.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tell them you heard us on the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself that nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member, and you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. They add up real quick, and you can use them to save you some money on some other things you might want, or use them for Christmas time like Catwoman and Road Dogg have done for a number of years, and buy Christmas gifts with them.
Well, exactly right. And if you download the app, go to pilotflyingj.com, you can use that app to reserve amenities for when you do come into the Pilot of Flying J, to reserve a shower, this kind of thing. Also, as you like to point out as well, Captain, for RVers, they have special fueling lanes. They have other amenities for RVs as well, overnight parking. So the list, it really just goes on.
Okay. All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at Joe Biden says he's ready to compromise on a corporate tax rate hike. Well, we'll see. And then something strange that happened yesterday. Kamala Harris and her husband, Doug, the second man, I guess they call him. We'll tell you all about that.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and service.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.